This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxers. I'm Hunter.
I'm Austin. And, well, sadly there
Noah
is a person.
Quit. Noah left.
No.
I'm kidding. He is being naughty. He was naughty last night.
Naughty.
He was on his computer playing Roblox. Well. He was playing too much Roblox. And
okay.
Then he got caught playing Roblox.
Well, without further ado, let's get on to our episode.
Austin, would you like to introduce the very, very first topic?
So our first topic is what we've been up to at school and outside of school.
Because we haven't done an episode all year. This is basically the New Year's episode.
Pretty much.
But it's not New Year's.
No,
it's very
not
late.
New Year's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you like to start? Since you are a second host on the show. Second, first, I don't really care which one it is. You're just a host on the show.
So...
You're the dead guy, so hurry up. No, I'm kidding.
So, what we've been up to? So, we've just started our first week back at school. Yay. and the only thing good about it is that I've just started doing Spanish, so... Hola.
What?
Hola.
Oh, and your Spanish teacher's very nice.
Yes. Hola.
Okay.
Well, actually, I could say the whole intro in Spanish.
Well... Of course you can. Oops, my bad. I started Japanese classes term. We started high school, me, Noah, Austin. Austin and I started high school at term one.
Which was...
pretty fun.
February.
Yeah, February. Pretty fun.
Yeah. And...
Yeah.
We've also been doing, like this kind of rehearsal for a show we're in, and Hunter, can you give the exclusive dates?
I actually can't. I don't even know the dates,
okay,
bro.
Okay, the dates are the 9th to the 25th of July. So if you want to book your tickets... To Sound of Music. Please buy them on iTicket.
I'm on iTicket, guys.
Oh, yeah. So, Austin, if you heard Austin going, buy them on iTicket, guys, like in the background. So, we're actually recording this.
Yeah.
For behind the scenes. Yeah. We don't post it. We just do it for our sake.
Yeah.
But, anyway, on the Sound of Music thing, it's two sets. We both play Kurt.
The younger brother.
Yeah, the younger brother. If you have grandparents, just ask them what the Sound of Music is and tell them about it, and they'll be like, oh, yay, I'm definitely going. But there's two groups, the Does and Arrays. So we do kind of recommend, because we want the money. They need money. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We want money.
Well, the best thing is
you can go
you
see
to,
both groups.
Yeah, two shows.
Yeah.
Two shows would be the best. But if you can only see one, then don't worry. Don't...
If you want to see Austin, he is in the Rays.
So, when you go onto iTicket, it should say the Does and the Rays, and click which one you want, and it'll show you the price. So,
yeah, if you want the Rays, which Austin did, click Rays. If you want Does, that's me. And you, Austin, you have opening night. So,
yes,
how do you feel about having opening night?
I actually feel really good because, like, it's the first show we're ever going to do, like, in front of I think it's going to be sold out really quickly.
Yeah, the show will definitely be sold out.
The opening and the closing nights will be sold out, most definitely. And I feel like it's a cool thing to be a part of. And doing the first show would be really cool because then... Well, a lot of people are going to come, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Hunter, how does it feel like to be with an amazing cast?
Well, it's pretty cool being with an amazing cast because the cast, they're just so nice. And, I get to see you every rehearsal.
Yay.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Definitely.
I know quite a few people. I basically know everyone.
Yeah.
Besides a few people I haven't met before. But it definitely gets you, like, to meet new people. And, like, since there's two groups, there's more kids you get to know.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. I've got the tickets pulled up. So opening night for Austin, you have had... That's almost sold out. That's almost sold out.
Damn.
I'll insert a screenshot. Yeah, I'm talking the camera, the video. And off Doe's first show is, yeah, pretty much the same, but you've got a little more. We're doing final night, Doe's are doing it. I think there's only been, like, one ticket sold for that show. Oh, no, there was one ticket sold yesterday, so it's definitely gone up.
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
Yeah. Can you check, like, all the shows?
Yeah. Oh, there's one Doe's that hasn't gotten any sales. Does wheelchair mean it's got sales?
What do you mean? Can I see?
It says like 3 wheelchairs have been bought for it.
Yes, those 3 real wheelchairs.
Are ticket sales.
Are ticket sales, yes. And when you were looking at it, did it say one without any?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, but then I saw the wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah, available. So the wheelchair ones are the ones that are available for wheelchair people.
Oh.
So I don't think anyone's bought a ticket for that one.
Well, not many people know about it so far, so hopefully this gets, like, the word out.
With the matinee, your guys' matinee, it's got quite a few tickets.
That's good.
And then with my matinee, it's got... quite a few tickets as well.
That's good. That's good.
And ticket then sales closing again. Night,
mm-hmm.
A lot have been... Oh, I mean, not that actually that many have been sold. Only a couple.
Okay. Do you want to talk about more of high school? Because we didn't really talk about that much.
No, we haven't talked about much about high school.
Favorite subject?
My favourite subject would either be Spanish or social studies because...
True.
I like social studies because... and I love geography, as some of you might know. And I also really like Spanish because I've just started it and I've got a 23-day streak. 25-day streak on Duolingo.
Duolingo!
Not on my school account, though. Put on another
pretty cool.
account.
Pretty cool.
And the teacher in Spanish class is very kind and
my form teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry that we don't win anything because
Well, my house is good because we've won both.
They won like almost every year, so it's not fair.
We've won 3 times in a row.
I'd probably say my favorite subjects. Yeah, social studies and Japanese.
Oh, yeah, Japanese. How's Japanese going?
Pretty cool. So I do Japanese, so it's a whole different culture. We call our teacher, we can't call him teacher, we call him sensei.
Oh, yeah, we have to call our teacher professor.
Oh, yeah. We have to call our teacher sensei, because that's the Japanese word for teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, fun fact... Our Japanese teacher for homework today asked us to find out why he's asking us what's in common with the Tadao Māori in Japanese. What's common is that they have the exact same vowels. E, I, O, U.
It's the same with Spanish. They have the same vowels.
And we get a sticker chart.
Oh, lucky.
And at the end, if we finish it, we get a Japanese trust thing. But what we get points... and we get big squares. If you get a big square, we get stickers. And he's got bit emojis of himself. So I brought my book today because obviously I had Japanese today. But He's got ones of him in cotton candy in a dinosaur suit kicking a rock, which what we were doing earlier on the way here. We were kicking rocks around. We've got one of him. There's one of him riding a shrimp because shrimp is his favourite sushi flavour.
Oh,
what's your favourite sushi?
My favourite sushi would probably be teriyaki chicken because it's yum.
Oh, yeah, same.
With Spanish, we have this kind of like point system. So like if someone's late, 20 points to the teacher. If like we do really well in class, we get points for our bit. And the first, so if if we get 500 points before the teacher does, then we get like a shared lunch or like a pizza or something like that. If she gets 500 points, we have to do something.
500?
Yeah.
What?
If she gets 500 points first, then we have to do something, which I don't know what it is.
You should get her some, like, Spanish cuisine.
Maybe.
Least favorite subject.
Oh, least favorite subject? Math.
Same. I mean, my teacher's fine, but I just don't like the subject.
My teacher's...
Guys, I failed my maths test.
Oh, I just found out my grade for social studies. I got excellence.
Yay! I got merit for on the paragraph stuff, and then I got achieved on my map.
I got
which was funny because he said I was finished first, and that I got everything for an excellence.
With that one, I got my paragraph one with a merit and my map with an excellence.
Time flies.
Get up! I got 85% and
pretty cool. Now for our second topic, I think we're done with what we've been up to because how long have we been going for?
12 minutes.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty good. Second topic.
Do we want to do another one of these top tens?
I think that could be our bonus topic since we have quite a bit of time. I think we should focus on our second topic. Okay. News.
Oh, okay. So one thing in the news, which is a New Zealand thing, National and Luxon have slumped in the polls, and if an election was held today, the coalition of National Act and New Zealand First wouldn't be able to make a government.
Ooh.
And Labour, Greens and Māori Party would all be able to make a government. So National, so the last one that I think it was like One News has done, National's at 30%, which is the lowest they've gotten since they went into office. And Labour's gone to the highest it's been since 2024.
Sad news for, so Noah, he moved houses, but he didn't like leave the town, but he moved closer to me. I'm not leaking the address. It's okay, Noah. Don't worry about it. But he moved from his old house. His old house, they put it up for rent, but I think someone bought it to like live in there. But down the road, a lot of people in the Hastings, Parkvale, Akina, that little community, those communities, they would have known that, sadly, and on one of our friend's streets, our friend lives on the street, knew the people, it was a triple homicide. Oh, yeah, just a fair warning that this topic could be quite sensitive, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't... Well, just skip that.
But that's all we're going to say because that's currently basically all we know. We don't want to, like, spread anything. Rest in peace. We pay our respects. We pray for the families that have lost loved ones. And we hope that justice gets served.
Another news topic is that we have a yellow rain watch on until...
Don't check the weather right now.
I think it's on tomorrow. Until tomorrow,
I'll check the weather.
But my mum does the news, so I mean the weather, and she would say what's going on. Anyways, also in the news,
do you want to...
The Strait of Hormuz has been closed again.
Oh my days, bro.
Because of the blockades that Trump has imposed. And, yeah. And also, our economy is not doing great at the moment. Prices for, like, inflation's gone up.
I think it got announced yesterday, yeah, the new prices.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, Wellington's flooding.
Yeah, well, Wellington is flooded. And one person's gone missing.
Oh, gosh.
In Karori, South Wellington.
Shoot.
And, yeah.
I was looking on, like, just posts and stuff, like, just to see what was going on. Tobaba Museum got closed because of the warnings. Because isn't it flooding in that area?
Yes. The place where Te Papa is, so Te Papa's in... Where is Te Papa, though?
It's by the waterfront.
Yes. So that area is kind of flooded, but not really. It's been closed because of the possibility of it actually flooding the whole place.
Te Papa?
Yes.
Nah, Te Papa will be fine. That's got, like, a whole level before anything else gets flooded. Like, the first level, that's, like, the shop, the cafe, and the Bush City area.
And that then the next floor is the Gallipoli.
I really hope that doesn't get flooded. No, I'm kidding.
It's the Gallipoli and the Nature, and then the one...
Blood of Fire.
And then the one upstairs is Blood of Fire.
Yeah, and then it goes the Pacific Islands Maori ones. And then I'm pretty sure there's the Breathe one, but those will probably not get touched.
Can I just say one thing? The other week, or like last week, me and my friends went to Napier, and we went to the MTG, which has been renamed, and we went to the Shockwave thing, which, like, did, like, a little shake, and what it was probably like in the earthquake. And it was very, 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 like, weird feeling, because we were in, like, a little house that they had built.
Like an earthquake house?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got one of those in Te Papa.
Yeah.
So what happened? Like, you know, anything? Like, how was it? How was the earthquake thing?
So the earthquake simulator was fine, but when we found out what actually happened, so in the earthquake, a bunch of things, it was like 7.8, I think, and people had their stoves and, like, fireplaces on, and when the shaking happened, it spreaded, and that's what killed people the most. So 200 people died, and up to 25,000 people injured, and the hospital had to do a lot of work. Yeah.
It's sad. Oh, one yellow watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday, it may bring heavy rain to parts of the Northern Ireland from Thursday night. Yeah, it's basically the Great Barrier Islands. It's basically up in Bay of Plenty right now.
So,
let's see. Oh, yeah, the Iran war. Everyone knows about that.
Yes, everyone does.
Why are you laughing? I didn't even do anything, bro.
Also, I've been following closely with the US midterm things, and the Democrats are doing such a brilliant job. In Texas in March, they there was two candidates, and the one that they wanted the most won. And the two Republican candidates didn't get 40%, didn't get enough to meet the 50% threshold, and they have to go to a runoff. And they're saying that the Democrats might win in Texas, which is a very red state.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Shut up.
Okay, should we do top 10 now?
I guess, yeah.
Before we do top 10, add an explosion on the camera, add an explosion above Austin's face. And then shoot him. AI, get a video of Austin getting shot. No, I'm kidding. AI. And
also,
AI, make a video of Austin flying.
Also, get a picture of Will Smith smacking Hunter instead of him. Instead of the
okay, I'll do that. I'll make sure I do that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add, you can just say it to the camera. Okay, top 10. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Top 10, we're loving it. We're loving it. We're loving it. Top 10, we're loving it. Top 10, top 10, top 10. Okay, I just made that up on the spot. Okay, you go first. Should we just do top 5? Top 10 will take too long.
Top 5, yeah, sure.
Top 5.
Okay, what is your top 5?
Top 5, I'm loving it.
Stop. What's your top 5 favorite drinks?
Drinks.
Like any drink.
Okay, number 5. Coke. Mm-mm. Coca-Cola. It's weird. It's like very like, you know, people use it to clean toilets.
It used to have cocaine in it. And it was used to clean stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Number 4, probably Lyft. It's all right. Uh-huh. I still like it.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, Sprite.
Uh-huh.
We got to have water on there. Well, this is without water, so this is just like sugary drinks. Then it would be Fanta. Number 1, lemon and pyro, bro.
Oh, L&B. Yeah, L&B's good, but if you were asking me, then my top 5 would be 5 Pepsi, I know. Yes.
Oh, Pepsi.
4 would be Coke. 3 would be Dr. Pepper.
What? Have you had Dr. Pepper? I've never had that. I really want it.
2 would be Sprite.
Dr. Pepper, baby.
First would probably be ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Yeah, it's quite yum.
Okay, sure, buddy, sure. Okay, top 5 favorite superheroes.
What do you mean by superheroes? Like, literally
Marvel.
Any
superhero? Yeah, just any superhero.
Okay, so... Okay, top 5 superheroes.
Superhero, baby, they're good.
5. 5 would be Superman.
Yeah.
4 would be Hulk.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
Iron Man, 2, Spider-Man, and 1, Thor.
Okay. If you ask me...
Because he's got abs and...
Relatable. My top 5.
And he's hot. The person who plays it in...
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
He's hottie, the level 10 big...
Okay, say your 5.
My number 5, Iron Man, because he died. He's coming back as Doctor Doom in Avengers Doomsday, which is going to be epic.
Says you.
Bruh. Number 4, Thor. Get it? 4, Thor. number 3, Captain America. Number 2. Spider-Man, number 1. You gotta have Spider-Man! There is no superhero like Spider-Man. No, I'm kidding. Number 1 would be Spider-Man. Number 2 would be... Captain Marvel. She's pretty cool. Or Vision.
Well, my next one would be... Top 5 favorite cuisines of the world.
Like, what do you mean? Like, food?
Like Japanese, Indian, Italian, Chinese, Russian, whatever it is.
Number Number five, I'm going to say Australian food. Number four, Japanese food, because I've never had Japanese food before.
Yes, you besides have sushi. Noodles.
Oh, and noodles. I don't like the noodles I get, though. They're so bad.
Which ones do you get?
Those two-minute, like, cup things with the chicken flavor. They're
you mean the
bad.
Maggie ones?
Yeah, the Maggie ones. They're not good.
The Maggie ones suck, but
I really
want to
try Bulldog.
Mee Goreng is good.
Bulldog.
Spicy.
Spicy sauce.
Like, literally, you're going to go when you eat Bulldog. Because I've had one that's kind of like Bulldog, but not really. Okay, say your
number three. Spanish. Number two,
so
Italian.
Like, so like tacos and
yeah.
So Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican.
Because Spanish isn't that good. No offense.
Number two, Italian. Number one, English breakfast, baby. English breakfast. No breakfast can beat
English breakfast. No.
English.
Okay.
Britain.
Okay, for me,
English British.
Shush.
England.
For me,
football's coming home. Okay, I'm sorry.
So my top five would be five Indian, four would be Chinese, three would be Mexican, two would be Kiwi, and one.
You like kiwi fruit?
No, New Zealand food.
Maori food's
delicious. You can't go wrong with a hangi.
And you can't go wrong with a boil up or
and
some
you can't,
fried bread.
And you can't go wrong with fairy bread.
It's Australian, mate.
I know, but you just can't go wrong with it. And then Marmite on toast.
What about fried bread?
I like fried bread. Number one, Italian, because you know I love the pizza.
The pizza
and the pasta.
It's illegal to break pasta, so if I find you breaking pasta, I'm going to say you're not really an Italian fan.
And, like, I've been making... We've been going for 27 minutes.
Well, thank you. We're going to have another episode for you soon.
Yes,
hopefully. We're going back on that grind, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.